what do you call these different utensils that you eat with? You know, you got a knife
and a fork, spoon.
Have you ever seen one of these great big old curved things, you know, that a butcher uses to...
Cleavers?
Yeah.
I got one up in there, and deep side here. I use it when I go to cut up fish, cut the heads off, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Got four or five butcher knives in there. Got one in there that's real wicked looking.
Let me ask you, how do you clean catfish?
Scald them.
Is that right?
That's the way I do. You have to be careful not to cook them, but scald them good. Mm-hmm. And you can just scrape that outer skin off of them, you know, just get the skin right off.
Well, I've heard so many different ways of cleaning those things.
A lot of people skin them. I always scald them. Mm-hmm.
Do you like to fish for catfish?
Huh?
Do you like to fish for catfish?
Yeah, but I haven't done it in a long time.
Hotlining.
Herman McCarr down here tell me he and his brother-in-law went up there on the river and he set out a trot line up there and they caught about 5 to 10 pound weight catfish. He caught three one evening late and he come in with them. They had an ice chest and box and they put them in there. They clean them and dress them and put them in there, you know. And then they had to skin them. And the old boy, his brother-in-law down from Louisiana, he's a cake, and he come up here and went fishing with him. And they went up on the river there, and this old boy then late that evening, when it began to get dark, he heard these old bullfrog calling, and he went up the river gigging and got 17 of those big bullfrogs.
Is that right?
Now, you ever eaten bullfrog legs? You haven't? Boy, you missed something. You missed something.
You know, I didn't...
You ever get a chance, you eat some of them.
I began to see those on menus in Arkansas when I got in the state.
Yeah, you can get a good feed of catfish right out here at the Stars. This evening, give you 5 pieces of catfish and hush puppies, slaw, and all a mixed bunch of pickles.
Uh-huh.
And it's just pretty good eating.
Some people say frog legs taste like chicken. Is that right?
Pretty much like it. You ever eat a turtle? They're supposed to have about 7 kinds of meat in them.
Really?
Got chicken and they taste several different kinds of meat in them. Hmm. I beat a few of them years ago when I was young.
What do you call these, talking about frogs, these frogs that stay around your garden, you know?
Around the garden? Toad frogs? Most of the toad frogs. Okay. Then they got a few of these little old tree frogs scattered around. They're little old green frogs. But you get out on rivers and lakes and things like that, you get these big old bullfrogs. Boy, they've got a pair of legs on them. It's really good eating. That's all you do, just keep the legs.
Have you ever heard people say that those little tree frogs come out after a storm?
I've heard something like that. I forget now. They hear them hollering when it's going to rain, stuff like that. You hear that thing now? That there's a locust or a cricket, I don't know which.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's locust. Been having around here lately.
Mm-hmm. Make a racket, don't they?
Yeah. And they make a noise like that. I've heard them say they rub their legs together and make that racket. But I don't know whether that's so or not.
I bet that's right. You were talking about a turtle. What do y'all call the type of turtle that stays on land mostly?
That's usually a terrapin. That preacher down here, he gets these kids happy every year having turtle race, terrapin race. He's retired on account of disability. He had a bad heart, had to quit. Joe Denton, fine fella, just had to quit. Benny Houston had operation. Just didn't come out like he ought to. I'm fixing to go have my knees put in an artificial knee. I tell you that.
Hot spring.
I hope it works.
I hope it does too.